지구를 땅과 beam up aside. So we'll start by singing 12 names of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and you can repeat as best you can. And then we'll sing a song, Gauranga Kuruna Koro. And for those of you who are not used to it, we'll sing the first two lines together all at once as a chorus in between. Yasinam chashiromani Yasinam chashiromani Raktam varadagashima Raktam varadagashima Navadvipa sudakara Navadvipa Sudhakara Prima Bhakti Pradashaiva Prima Bhakti Pradashaiva Sri Sachinanda Nastata Shri Sachinanda Nastata Shri Sachinanda Nastata Gauranga Karuna Koro Dinahi Hachane Gauranga Karuna Gauranga Karuna Koro Dinahi Najane Gauranga Karuna Koro Dinahi Najane Gauranga Karuna Koro Gauranga Karuna Koro Ami Dinahi Najane Nisamoha Tita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane
Nisamoha Tita Prabhu Nahi
Patita Prabhu Krishna Dori Gora Daki He Tomaya
Dante Krishna Dori Gora Daki He Tomaya
Dante Krishna Dori Gora Daki He
Gauranga
Karuna Goro Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasirani Dasa. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, I'm Dasirani Dasa.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, I'm Dasirani Dasa.
Pratana Kuro Yisada, Narottama Dasa. Nahi tribu. Veritas.
Goranga, Goranga,
Goranga, Goranga,
Goranga, Goranga,
Goranga, Goranga,
Goranga, Goranga.
Om Sachi Nandana Gora Hari Ki Gora Purnima Mahamahotsava Ki Gora Prima Nande Shiva Gurubhara Ki Shri Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Shri Prem Datta Nityananda Prabhu Ki Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gora Hari Ki Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Avirbhava Mahamahotsava Sudatiti Ki Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gora Hari Ki Shri Shri Radhiki Ramanju Ki Shri Shri Krishna Balaramju Ki Shri Jagannath Shri Baladev Shri Mati Subhadramai Sudarshanju Ki Go Premanandi
It seems like we have some translation going on today. But actually what's going on is Bhima Prasad Prabhu is here to correct any mistakes that I make.
Bhima Prasad Prabhu, jo Prabhu ji mistakes karenge, usko clear karenge actually.
Bhima Prasad Prabhu ki. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tud Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Manamapi Sachi Putram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dashagrajam Murupurim Maturim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Krypto Yashipatita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalayatakshu Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro Anapita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatinakalo Samarpaitam Manudshularasam Svabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sadaridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Uttama Adhama Kichuna Bachila Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Ridoya Dariya Bola Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bolo Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Laha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Chejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamara Pranare Jana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amara Pranare Jana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amara Pranare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama, Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Yashaiva Padambu Jabhakti Labhya, Prema Bidana Parama Pumarta, Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jadi Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishayustat Priya Janaha. Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabala Bapahima Vansha Kalpatarubhischa Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Jaya Jaya Gora Bhakta Kore Nirvedan, Kore Sundar Pare Mor, Kore Ho Bandhan. Hey, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Tarahiya bole koro paritran Maya jale pare moe hai rua gyan
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram
Jaya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Kori Nirvedan. All glories to all the devotees of Gaurasundar. Kori Nirvedan, I'm praying to all of you. Gaura Sundar Parimor Koroha Bandana. You please grant me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Katarahai Aboli Koro Paritran. I'm crying out to you. You please save me. Maya jali parimui hainu agyan. I become unconscious, achetana, in the net of Maya. Padiya bistar kupe dake more more. Patita bolia grina nakori ha more. I am in a very dark well, a stool. Daki bare bare, in the bottom of that well, I'm crying out to all of you. please don't hate me because I'm so fallen. Shri Dari Vandaya Me Shabara Chira Kuti Nati Pani Jena Nahi Jayaman Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Shri Dandi Vandaya Me Shabara Chira, taking the lotus feet of all of you on my head. Kutinati pani jena nahi jayaman. I pray to all of you that fault finding, kutinati, won't be my destination. Bhavishyad Vaishnava pada kore smara sabe mile sudha koro mora dushtama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Remembering all of your lotus feet, I'm praying that all of you will purify my wicked mind.
Bhoba hoye ache ame karo katan Jabalao bole ami kore nivedan.
Bhoba aya ache ame. I'm a dumb person, I can't speak. But I'm praying for your instruction that you allow me to speak something. Because it's so important to have the blessing of the Vaishnavas.
Giri langi dhare jena chahe pangu jana andake jiti chakshu deke tara gana. Mate sabe mile koro ho haskas Avira bora sunda lila kichu kori jay prakash. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Because if we have the mercy of the Vaishnavas, it means all the Vaishnavas, the big Vaishnavas and the small Vaishnavas, then amazing things can happen. Giri langi bari, someone who is lame, who can't walk, he can cross over the Himalayan mountains. A blind man, andake dili chakshu, he can see. Deki taragana, he can see the stars in the sky. So, our dear merciful Vaishnavas, you please also allow me to manifest something of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's described that Gaura Leela is going on even today.
Aja piya chaitanya e shabha lila kore Chakone jahare kore drishti adikari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Aja piya, right now, right here in this room here in Punjabi Bagh. Chaitanya e Shabalila Kori. All the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu are going on right now, right here. Jakone Jahari Kori Drishti Adhikari. And those persons who are Drishti Adhikar, they can see it. Tapomoya Prabhu, can you see?
The pastimes are going on right now. Can you see? He says, no. A very unfortunate person. How is Gaura Leela going on right now? Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod, he's described in his Godrama Bhajana Upadesh. Kali Kukuraka, Kali Kukura Mudgara, Baba Dharam Harinama Mahoshati Dhanaparam, Patita Dayadrasu Mutidaram Bhaja, Godrama Kanana. Kunja vidum bhaja, gojuma kanana. Kunja vidum bhaja, gojuma kanana. Kunja bhaja, gojuma kanana. Kunja vidum bhaja, gojuma kanana. Kunja vidum bhaja, gojuma kanana. Kunja vidum. Bhavadaram Harinama Mahoshari Dhanaparam. There's a big kukur just outside your door. And he's not one of these little skinny deshi kukurs. He's a big bideshi kukur. And he's very, very angry. What can you do? Tapumaya Prabhu, what will you do? You go and give him a kiss. He'll bite you. You need to have what? You need a big stick. So there's a big dog who's come to all of us in the form of Kali Yuga. Kali Kukura Mudgara Bhavadaram Harinama Mahoshari Dhanaparam. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken a big stick in the form of Harinam. Harinama Mahoshari Dhanaparam. This is the greatest medicine. If you have a headache, then you go to the Oshadalaya, you say? You go to the medicine shop, Oshadalaya. And you take some aspirin. If you have some cough, you take some cough medicine. But that aspirin only works for two hours. And the same with all the medicine there. So if you're very sick and you don't want to be sick anymore, what will you do? Tapamaya Prabhu. You can take all the medicine in the shop. All the medicine all at once. And then you'll never get sick again. Because you'll die. So this material medicine, it doesn't work. We need some other medicine. Harinama Mahoshari Dhanaparam. The medicine of Harinam. This Harinam is the only medicine that there is. And this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to give us. Krishna Nam Sudha Koriya Pan Jurao Baka Tiri Nora Pran. Krishna Nam Sudha Koriya Pan Jurao Baka Tiri Nora Pran. Krishna Nam Sudha Koriya Pan Jurao Baka Tiri Nora Pran.
Krishna naam shuddha kori apan jara ba katiri nora prana naam bina kichu nahi koara naam bina kichu naam bina kichu nahi koara naam bina kichu nahi koara choda bhuvana mache choda bhuvana mache choda bhuvana mache Krishna naam sudakoriya panjarao baka tivino da pran Drink the name of Krishna and satisfy the soul of Thakur Bhaktivinoda because he's coming as a merchant. He's begging from you. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolure Sobai. You chant Krishna's names. Because in all the three worlds, there's nothing more than the holy name. So we're very happy to be here in such wonderful association on such a wonderful day. With so many wonderful devotees of Radha Krishna and Gaura Sundar. I don't know if I've asked you this question before, but we have a riddle. It's a three-part riddle. And from this riddle, we can understand how much you have learned about our Gaudiya Siddhanta. There are no tricks in the riddle. It's very, very simple. It's the most simple, obvious answers that there can be. So question number one. Who is the best devotee of Krishna? What will you say? Raise your hand. Prabhuji. Srimati Radharani. Does anybody disagree with that? Is there anyone who's a better devotee of Krishna? Okay. But we need more information. We want to know, if you say Prabhuji's telling that Radharani's the best devotee, you're all agreeing. So then, what quality is it that Radharani has that makes her the best devotee? And to say that she's the best devotee, that quality she has to have in a superlative amount more than anyone else. So what quality is it that Radharani has that makes her the best devotee? This is an important question. So, just raise your hand. Can anyone tell, Prabhuji? She pleases Krishna the most. That's good. That's a nice answer. Prabhuji, what would you say? She has unalloyed love. That's also good. What would you say? She relishes Krishna more than anyone else. This is what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami
yes.
says.
Yes, I say you are.
Okay, so now we've answered question number one. Radharani is the best devotee. And we've answered question number two, that she's the best devotee, especially because she relishes the most, she has the most love. But we're still not satisfied. Because you have to have proof. In such an elevated assembly as this, we can't just say something. You have to get some evidence.
So what evidence is there that Radharani is the best devotee? And evidence that she relishes the most. And this has to be very good evidence that no one will argue with. Raise your hand. Anybody has some idea? Any Matajis? Matajis should also read books. And preach. Prabhupada wanted that. Prabhuji? Okay, but what evidence is there of that? So the best evidence is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There's no better evidence. Krishna, he describes. Nija prema asvade mora hoy ahlada taha hoyte koti guna radha prema svada Hare Krishna Nija prema svade mora hoya ahlada. I get the pleasure that comes according to my job, Krishna says. Krishna also has a job. Krishna is the CEO of the three worlds. He's Priti Vishra, he's Bhagavan, God. But he says, Taha hoite koti guna radha premasvada. But Radharani gets 10 million times more happiness than I get. Vishaya jatiya suk amara asvad ama hoite koti guna asraya lahlad Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I get to taste the pleasure of being the CEO of the three worlds. But what Radharani experiences is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. So we've been saying something the last few days about how Krishna is a combined form of Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. There's no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. But one difference is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gaura Sundar. He's a golden complexion personality. And Krishna, he's Shama Sundar, he's blackish. So what is the necessity of Chaitanya, of Krishna becoming golden? We've been asking this question for the last few days. And this is an appropriate day to ask it. Because this is the day of Gaura Purnima. Krishna appears at midnight. And Srimati Radharani appears at noon. Halfway between that midnight and noontime is moonrise. Purnima. Gaura Purnima. And that's the time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. That personality, who is a combined form of Govinda and Radha, Huh? He's called Gora.
Gora. Gora is the name of Govinda or Radha.
He's Go for Govinda and he's Ra for Radha. So Gora Leela is non-different from Krishna Leela. You can't understand Krishna Leela unless you understand Gora Leela. As we were saying yesterday, so many people, they're chanting Radhe, Radhe. But what do they understand about Radhe, Radhe? That's the wife of my barber, they may say. The wife of my barber, the person who cuts my hair. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come to this world, what would we know about Radharani? Jadi gora na hoi to tabe ki hoi to ke moni dari tamde Radhara mahima prema rasa singha jagate jana toke Jada gora na hoi to tabe ki hoi to ke moni dari tamde. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, what would have happened to us? Radhara Mahima, how would we have known about Srimati Radharani? No one was chanting Radhe, Radhe before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was no worship of Radharani before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming and Prema Rasa Singha Jagati Janatoke, the whole universe has learned about the wonderful love of Srimati Radharani. If you want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to understand something about Radharani. So for the last few days we've been speaking on this sixth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidriso Vanayaiva Swadyo Yenid Bhuta Madhuri Ma Kidriso Vamadiya Sokyam Chasham Ananabhavada Kidrisam Viti Lobhat Tadbhavaja Samajani Sachi Garbha Sindhu Harindu. In the last 2 days, we've spoke something about the first line, Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidriso. And why the word pranaya is used. The word pranaya is used when the lover and beloved become one. So Krishna became very eager to taste Radharani's love. And Krishna entered into the heart of Radharani. Rasastomam Ritva, Rupa Goswami describes in his Dvitiya Chaitanya Ashtakam, he entered Radharani's heart to steal her love. When Krishna enters the heart of Radha, that's Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So what is the necessity of the golden color? Something happened to him when he entered into that cavern, that cave of the heart of Radharani. Who is Mahaprabhu? He's two personalities. He's Madanakya Mahabhava Swarupini Radha, therefore he's Maha. And he's Prabhu because he's Krishna. That personality who is a combined form of Madanakya Mahabhava Radha and Prabhu Krishna, he's Mahaprabhu Gauranga. So when he entered into Radharani's heart to get that love of Radha, Something came along with that. The color of Madanaki Mahabhav, which is the love that Radharani possesses, the color of that love is Gauravarna, the golden color. It's very appropriate to discuss this topic about colors today, isn't it? Because this is the day that Radha and Krishna are playing with colors. And this is the day that Radha and Krishna have exchanged colors. The day that Shama Sundar has become Gora Sundar. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Srimati Radharani has a golden complexion. And Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. Mahaprabhu also has that complexion. Because that golden complexion is the color of the love that Radharani possesses. Raise your hand. Has anyone here been to the place known as Imli Tal on the bank of the Jamuna in Vrindavan? So in that place, in Dwarpar Yuga, not far from there, at Vamsivat, Krishna was doing Ras Leela with the gopis in Radha. Radharani is Manmohini. She's that personality who bewilders Krishna with her loving sulkiness. So there's two types of sulkiness that Radharani has. And I think that every husband can also understand the same principle. Rupa Goswami describes hoitaki man and ahoitaki man. Hoitaki man means some anger with a cause. And sometimes Krishna, he's supposed to meet Radharani in a kunj, but he doesn't show up. Instead he goes to the kunj of some other gopi. And Radharani becomes very angry. For a good reason. This is hoitaki man. But sometimes Radharani becomes angry for no reason. Ahoitaki man. So, if you're a husband, don't become disturbed if your wife becomes angry with you for no reason. Ladies have this right. It comes from Srimati Radharani. So Krishna was doing Ras Leela with Radha and the gopis. And Radharani became angry for no reason. And she left the Ras Leela. So one of Radharani's names is Rasa Biharani. She's the heroine of the Ras Leela. If there's no Radharani, there's no Ras Leela. So Krishna, he left the Ras Leela and began looking for Radharani. He was crying and going from kunj to kunj, calling out. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And he couldn't find her. Finally, he sat down underneath that same Imli tall tree. And thinking so deeply about Radharani and calling out Radhe, Radhe, a very amazing thing happened. His blackish sham complexion changed color. And he became the color of Champak Varni Radha. So
So 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to that same Imli Tal. But now something was different. Now he's in the mood of Radha. Radha, Bhava, Duti, Suvalitam, Nomi, Krishna, Swarupam. He's Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's in the mood of Radha. And because that mood of Radha is there, then also the Kanti, the complexion of Radha is there. What is the mood of Radha? Is she chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe? If you go to Radha and you start chanting Radhe, Radhe, she say, what are you doing? Stop that noise. What is Radharani chanting? Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting under that Imli tall tree in the mood of Radha and crying, Krishna, Krishna! And then an amazing thing happened. He was thinking so much about Krishna, his Gauravarna changed and Gaurasundar became Shamasundar. And he thought, this is very bad. The next thing, my Vamsi will come. Shikhi Picha, a peacock feather will come on my head. And I won't be able to relish the mood of Radha. My Guru Maharaj, he said that when Krishna enters in the heart of Radha, that's Gauranga Mahaprabhu. My Guru Maharaj said, don't take him out of Radharani's heart and make him Krishna again by putting a peacock feather on his head. He's come to taste the mood of Radha, and this is why traditionally Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't put a flute or a peacock feather on Mahaprabhu. So Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidri Sovanayaiva, Radha and Krishna have become one as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because Krishna wanted to know what was this pranaya, what was this oneness of love that Radharani feels. And Vinayaiva Swadyo Yena Bhuta Madhuri Makidri So, he wanted to know, what are the wonderful qualities that Swadya Radharani relishes in me? What is it she relishes more than anyone else? She relishes more than I do. And his third type of greed, lobhat, was sokyam chasya manana bhavada kidrisam. What is the sokya, what is the happiness that she gets? Krishna couldn't understand these three things. Because Krishna is Bhagavan. He's God. He has a position of being served. He can't understand what it means to be a servant. So, I'd like to take you on a journey today to Vrindavan. To try to understand something more about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. To understand Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we have to understand something about Krishna. And these three types of greed that Krishna had.
One day, Ananda Gaon, Krishna, he told Subal all about the love of Radharani. Krishna said, there is no one like Radha. If I just touch her, I get intense pleasure. If I see Radharani, then I get the most intense happiness. And if for even one moment I can't see her, I become very unhappy. Krishna told Subal, Amara sevaya tar hasta kala jai Nita duka nahi gane mora suka chai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Amara sevaya tar hasta kala jai. All 8 periods of the day, Radharani is simply serving me. Nija duk nahi gani, she doesn't care about her own unhappiness. Morasuka chai, all she wants is my happiness. Bala sake ama hoite kichu nahila. Purusha janama ami britta jedarila. Hare Krishna. You tell me, my dear friend. I haven't done anything. My male life is useless. Ramani haita jari sangete rahita. Manasade kuta seva takiya korita. Hare Krishna. Subal, I have an idea. Ramani haite jari. If I could become a woman, then I could associate with Radharani and I could serve her. Bhavite bhavite Krishna tada kara bela Radha dasi kori jena apana janila. Bhavite bhavite Krishna tada kara bela. Thinking like this again and again and again, Krishna Radha dasi kori jena apana janila. He decided, I'm going to become a maidservant of Radharani. Subalera pratitavi bolinevachan garivini dasi vesha kareha rachan. He told Subal, dress me up like a woman. Tapumaya Prabhu. You don't do like this, okay? He said that, Paramakaruna moi Radha Vinodini. Radharani is very, very merciful. Avashidibhine seva dekhiya dukini. If she sees how unhappy I am, then she'll give me the right to serve her. So Subal said, okay, very good. I'll dress you in such a way that you'll get the chance. So they went to a lonely place. And Subal started dressing Krishna. He took a very old, gray, torn sari and choli and put that on Krishna.
Purani,
and he put a uttariya on top of Krishna here. That was also old and torn. And then he put some artificial hair, not on his head. And he put some nupura on his feet and necklace around his neck. Ete ke bolia Krishna dasa vesha kore ki apurva shobata jagana mohane Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Taka bolia Krishna dasi vesha kore ki apurva shobatar jaga mohan hare Hare Krishna jaga mohan hare 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 Just like a dasi of Radharani, Krishna, his beauty enchanted the whole universe. Jaga manohare. Krishna then took a bundle of cloth and he put some old torn cloth in it and a broken mirror and a few garlands, and he began slowly walking from Nandagaon to Javit. When the people on the road saw this very beautiful maidservant coming, everyone became astonished. And they tried to stop her to talk with her. But that dasi, she became very shy and she avoided them. And finally, that lady, she reached Javit. And the gopis at Javit, they said, "Who are you? Where did you come from? Where are you going?" And they started following that hymn. And Krishna spoke in the voice of a lady. "I belong to Mathura, and I'm going to the house of Radha. I don't know this place. Can you tell me, where is Radharani's house?" At that time, Radharani heard someone saying her name. And Radharani asked her, "Saki, who is that outside calling my name?" The Saki said, "There's some strange woman outside. She has a black complexion. But even though she has a black complexion, she's very beautiful." Radharani said, "Bring her here to me." So the Saki brought Shama there, Krishna. And Krishna found Radharani sitting there with her sakis. And Krishna acted like he didn't know anyone there. He was looking at all the different gopis. He said, "Which one here is Radha?" And the gopis said, "That's her there." And so when Radharani saw the beauty of that Shama Sakhi, Radharani said, "You sit down here near me." But that strange gopi didn't accept a seat. Instead, she just sat there on the ground. And she looked very sad. Radharani said, "What's your name? Where do you live? What's your caste? And why did you come here? Why are you wandering around alone? Don't you have a husband or someone? You're such a beautiful woman." And that Shama Gopi said, I've been here alone for a long time. And I wander around like this. I'm a Vaishya. And I live in Mathura. My name is Ramika. And I live with my parents. But I'm very poor. And I need some maintenance. So I heard about your glories. So I've come here to be your maidservant. Krishna told her. Iha para kala hita mane te janimo tumara charana ami sharana laimo Hare Krishna time I've been thinking about you. And now I'm coming here to take shelter at your lotus feet. You please keep me as a maidservant, your maidservant, for the rest of my life. When Radharani heard the very humble words of that Ramika, Radharani's heart melted. She said, don't worry, I'll accept you. Now tell me, what do you want in exchange? And Ramika said, I don't want anything. I only want to serve you. This is Krishna's desire. Because Radharani is always serving Krishna with no desire for herself. So now Krishna has developed a desire. Ye yatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. He wants to reciprocate with Radharani. So Radharani said, well, what service can you do? Ramika said, I can do any service you ask. And Radharani looked at her. How do you know all services? And that Ramika Gopi said, I just want your mercy. So when Radharani saw the humility of Ramika, she was very pleased. She told the Sakis, you keep her with you. When I see this poor woman, I feel very sorry for her. She said, it's true, her complexion's very black. But still, she's very beautiful. And just see, Saki, how beautiful are her eyes. Her eyes are just like my Shama Sundar's eyes. And her lips are ripe, are beautiful and red like ripe pomegranate fruit. Her lips are also just like the lips of my Pranavallabha Krishna. And just look at her beautiful legs and nimble waist. Getting a maidservant who reminds me so much of my Shama Sundar gives me so much happiness. So in this way, Krishna fulfilled his desire to serve Radharani. No one was there to guide Krishna, but he executed his activities very carefully. Every day he would make a very wonderful bed for Radha to sleep in. He would take celestial bed sheets. And on that bed he would make fantastic decorations with garlands and flowers. And he would spray some wonderful fragrance over the bed. And then Ramika would take some golden slippers and put them for Radharani's lotus feet next to the bed. And then when Radharani would lie down, Ramika would very gently fan her with a nice breeze. All the sakis became very charmed to see how nicely this lady Ramika was serving Radharani. And when Radharani saw all those arrangements, she was astonished also. And she asked her sakis, how could this very poor woman who doesn't even have proper cloth, it's all torn cloth, how can she know how to serve in such a wonderful way? Krishna, when he heard that, he became frightened. And he said, I used to serve one of Kamsa's queens. And I learned some things from her. When Radharani would get up from rest, then Ramika would arrange a very nice seat for her. Ramika would bring some very fine scented water to rinse her mouth. And then he would pour water over her hands and very carefully wipe her lotus-like face with a very soft towel. But the whole time, Krishna was very careful not to touch Radharani. Because Krishna knew that if I touch Radharani, then immediately she'll recognize who it is. Ramika, he arranged for Radharani's afternoon tiffin. This is how we serve Radhika Raman. He took many, many different types of fruits and different sweets, and he cut them in different artistic ways. He cut the fruits so they looked like flowers. And he arranged them in a very wonderful way on the plate. And then he filled up a golden jug of water and called for Radharani to come and sit there. And then Ramika also served all the sakis. And this way, day after day, Ramika was serving Radharani so nicely. One day, Radharani was sitting on her throne surrounded by her sakis. And Radharani told her sakis, "My dear sakis, where has this girl Ramika come from?" She's pleased me so much with her service. She smiles and speaks so softly and sweetly. And her gentle looks, they steal my mind. And how humble she is. What can I say, sakis? I am always thinking of Ramika. She serves me with so much affection. She never thinks of herself. And Radharani said, "But one thing is making me unhappy. Someone who's serving so nicely, they shouldn't need anything. But you look at this Ramika, she's dressed in an old, gray, torn sari. And she doesn't have any proper ornaments. Sakis, you go to my room and you bring some nice jewelry and a nice, beautiful sari for Ramika. So then Radharani, she told Ramika, you come here, take off your sari, and the sakis will put a new sari on you. When Radharani told that to Ramika, Ramika became very shy. Ramika said, thank you very much. You're very kind.
But
I don't need these things. My dress and ornaments are just fine. And I have many other dresses and ornaments in my bundle. I got these at the time of my marriage. And Radharani said, open your bundle, let me see what you have. And Radharani snatched it away from him. And then Radharani, she took out from that cloth some rotten old sari with many holes in it. Radharani, she said, you should wear this nice sari and these ornaments. And Ramika didn't say anything, she just hung her head. And Radharani said, that's the nature of a shy person, of a poor person, they feel very shy. So she called for several of the gopis. You forcibly put it on her. So then four gopis, two on each side, each grabbed one of Ramika's arms. And they started forcing her to take off her sari. They took off Ramika's sari. And Ramika was holding on to her choli. She wouldn't let go. And Rangadevi and Sudevi said, Radhe, we can't take off her choli. So Radharani, then she personally began pulling on that choli. At that time, Ramika started crying. Radharani said, you poor people, you don't understand valuable things. And then Radharani, she gave a good jerk, and the choli came off. And two big mangoes fell down on the ground. And all the gopis were astonished. And for one full moment, everyone just stood there stunned. They couldn't say anything. And then everyone began laughing. Except for Srimati Radharani. Radharani became very unhappy. And she told Krishna, Roi bole bhala bhala rasika nagara ke tomake shikaila e vyavahara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Bhala bhala rasika nagara. Very, very good, Krishna. Who taught you to behave like this? Janmi janmi dasi ami tava shi charane. Tumi
sannyasi hare nata kishera karane hare krishna hare krishna Janmi janmi dasyami, birth after birth, I'm your servant. I only want to serve your lotus feet. Tumi dasi hoyli nata kishira kare. Why have you become my servant? Hari dhari paduka nata varaya charane shmariya tumara karya laja paya jane Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Radharani said, "You took my feet and put shoes on my feet." Radharani then she gently took Krishna by the hand and she put him on a throne. And she began to bathe Krishna's lotus feet with pure water. Then she dressed that rusik nagar, Krishna, in a yellow dhoti with ornaments. And she arranged Krishna's hair and decorated with flowers and do different designs on his face. Then Srimati Radharani made very nice things for Krishna to eat. And she offered him some betel nut. And then the lightning-like Radha sat down next to the Shamsundar cloud, Ganesham cloud. And Krishna spent the night there in Radharani's home and returned to his home in the morning. Iha para suke para marta nahiya sarva purushartera e hoye na agar Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Govinda Sri Radhara hoy prema dina Dasi hoy Sri Radha ke kore na sevana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna In this way Govinda Kshamsundar Krishna he served Srimati Radharani as her maid servant Iha para suke. There's no higher happiness than this. And paramartha nahiyar. There's no greater goal than this. Radha dasi matra je kore abhiman tar sarva vamsha krishna kore na puran Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Radha Dasi Mata Jai Kori Abhiman. Whoever has this attitude of serving Radharani, then Tara Sarva Vancha, Krishna Kori Na Puran, Krishna fulfills all their desires. So Krishna had such a desire to serve Radha. And he tried. He dressed himself as her maidservant. But he couldn't trick Radharani. And ultimately he lost his job. So he was always thinking, I want to serve Radha. I want to glorify Radha. How can I do that? Na pare ham niravadya samyujam svasadu krityam vibhudaya sapiva. I can't repay my debt to her. So Krishna told her, yapratyatu sadhana. Let your own sadhana be your glory. So Krishna couldn't fulfill this desire in Krishna Leela.
So to fulfill that desire, Shama Sundar had to become Gora Sundar. Krishna had to enter into the heart of Radharani. And when he came out of that heart, suddenly Shama Sundar was Gora Sundar. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. He's Krishna. But he's now in the mood of Radha. And he's not chanting Radhe, Radhe. He doesn't chant Goranga, Goranga. Sometimes we do that on Gaura Purnima day. But what is his kirtan? Yapratiyatu sadhana. He's doing the sadhana of Radharani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us, Chadiyama pratisneha take sabaka Tave Krishna vyati ripta naga ideya Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Chadiyama pratisneha take sabaka. If you really love me, you'll love my instructions. He says, don't chant my name, don't chant Goranga. Tabe Krishna Vyati Rikta Nagai Beyar, chant Krishna's name. Because he's come, Gaura Sundar is in the same mood as Ramika, the maidservant of Radharani. And what pleases Radharani the most? When we loudly chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna.
Sachinandana Gora Hare Ke Sidharanga Mahaprabhu Sudat Avibhatiti Maha Mahotsava Ke Sidhara Purnima Maha Mahotsava Ke Sipunjavi Bhad Bhakta Ke Gopayma Nande Gopayma Nande Gopayma Nande
Panchakalpa Dhrubhis Cha Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveda bhakta vinda ki Gopremanande